I wanted to hit this message because the message hit me this week. It's something that hit me. The whole concept of Renaissance growing up. You know, we're about to be a 15-year-old company. Renaissance growing up. I have children, as you guys all know, and I thought about my kids growing up. When you think about life, it imitates business for sure and vice versa. And I thought, when we grow up as children, we spend every day with our parents as we're growing up, right? We see them every single day. And then we continue to grow up, they drive us places, right? Then we grow up a little bit more, they drive us places and drop us off. They might take us in a car to a sporting event or to a school event or to a friend's house or to a party, and they leave us there and they come back. Then eventually, you know, we get our own car, 15, 16, 17, we get our own car. But then we go to these places on our own. And we're just growing up, right? Then eventually we go get our own place, our own house, our own apartment, or we go to college, and we're just continually growing up. What I was reflecting on is that growing up is not the pain for a parent or a business. Growing apart, that's the pain. And when I say grow apart, the person I was talking to today, I said, think about what you used to see your parents every day when you lived in the home. Now how often do you see your parents? And I know that person was reflecting. I could hear their emotion over the phone. I wasn't doing it for that reason. I was just having a real, in the spur of the moment, conversation. And we were talking and it was hitting me as well. That's the worst part of life, is growing apart from circumstances or people. It's the worst part of life. Because you were with that, you don't grow apart from things or people you don't care about. It doesn't work that way. You know, and a kid's the ultimate example of that. Your kid grows apart from you. And if your kid grows apart from you, you're a good parent. You did a good job. That's healthy. Children should grow apart from us. That's a healthy thing. And that's when, you know, they're in your house and you have your rules in your house. It's your family. And then you go and have your kid grow apart from you, and then they go make their own family. Now that's my family and my home, right? That happens for all of us. Well, our clients are sort of the same way. They grow up, and sometimes their business gets to a point they grow apart. They don't call us so much, right? And in Renaissance, that's why I want our platform to be the platform. Because if we can make the platform, they can grow apart from needing us, but they can lean in to using our platform. So when your kids grow apart from you, typically you lean into your spouse, right? Whoever your significant other is, or your close friends, you'll lean into them. Because you grew apart from your friends, I mean from your children, not by desire, just by nature, it's natural. And you lean into the people around you that are still gonna be present in your life on a more frequent basis. The most sad people that I see, they have children that grow apart from them, and they have no close friends to lean into. And they just become lonely people. That's what happens. And that's a sad place for anyone that goes there, especially around the holidays, that's a sad place to be. I make you guys all aware of that because I'm sure we all know some of those people. And with those people, if you don't see them leaning in, if they can't lean into somebody, they're gonna fall. If you see someone that's leaning and no one's there to stop them, they're gonna fall. Maybe you guys could just be conscious of that, be aware of that, and say, hey, I don't want this person to fall. Step in, let them know. Because it can be a lonely place when you're in that world. I've been there, it sucks. And with our clients, they're the same way. They're alone because the economy's growing away from them. They're not sure what to do. So now they feel like they're all alone and they're scared. And they need to lean into Renaissance. And if they can't lean into us, they're gonna fall. And that's why I said I won't be surprised if we see some dealers go out of business under this type of economy, because right now I don't think they know where to lean. They're all scared. They don't know what's happening, right? And we all think, oh, everything's great. It's wonderful. For some dealers, it's really good. And for others, it's really bad. Now, the really good ones will keep pushing forward and growing and going with. But what about the guys that it's really bad for? They need help and they're scared and they're not bad people. So I would ask you, are you as a person strong enough to let someone lean into you? Can you help other people get through whatever fear or pain they're going through? I try. I don't always succeed at it, but I try. And I think sometimes just showing up, making the effort makes people feel better. It can make businesses feel better. I plan on looking around for those people that I know, whether it be the dealer or just a friend, that they're lonely and scared. I'm saying, hey, my rock is strong. Lean on me. I got you. Do my best. Let me help you if I can. For the dealers, the same message. So I just want you guys all to think about that, whether it pertains to you on whatever side you're on. Just think about it, because you build those relationships for moments like this, for times like this, so you can lean into those relationships and go, I got good relationships. I know that there's people that I lean into myself, and those people that let me lean into them, I appreciate it. I appreciate you for letting me do that. And there's people that are growing apart from me, like my children, and it kills me, it breaks my heart. Not because I'm mad. Who amongst us wants to lose someone that you love? Nobody. None of us. It sucks. And you think, oh, and your kids will go, oh, you didn't lose me, I'm right here. You can't see them, you can't touch them, you can't feel them, you lost them. And if you lose them to growing apart, you did your job as a parent. Kudos to you. Doesn't mean it was going to be easy. No one said it. You got to love these kids their whole life and to let them go. The nerve of nature playing that damn trick on me. The hell are they thinking? It's real. It happens to all of us, and it's a circle of life, and it's okay. It doesn't feel good when it happens, but it's okay. It's normal. And the best part is if you did a good job as a parent, your kids come back and you get to be a grandparent. They give you a new title, and that's cool too. So hopefully, you know, my kids come back eventually and let me be a grandpa. That would be cool. And hopefully our dealers come back and let us do more stuff for them. That being said, you know, if you guys need anyone to lean into, I'm here. Let me know. Lean into me. I got it. I'm good to go. If you feel any weight coming from my direction, it's because I'm leaning on you. Sorry. Take care.